This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Monday Israel had no intention of staying permanently in the Gaza Strip and that it was opening to discussing alternatives about who would control the territory as long as it was not a group hostile to Israel.
We have no intention to stay permanently in Gaza Strip. We only take care of our security and the security of our citizens alongside the borders with Gaza and elsewhere.
Gallant also said Israel was open to possibly reaching an agreement with Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah and Lebanon on condition any agreement included a safe zone along the border and proper guarantees. Ukraine's president is back in Washington, warning Russia has its sights set on more than his country, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says even as Vladimir Putin fights Ukraine,
his real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky's trip here comes with Congress deadlocked over approving more aid for Ukraine, a political fight he says is an inspiration to Putin. The Russian leader's dream come true. A day before Zelensky will meet with President Biden, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin called America's commitment to Kyiv unshakable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony where he had been imprisoned since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are unknown, his allies said on Monday. The United States said it was deeply concerned. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said, quote, he should be released immediately. He should never have been jailed in the first place. This is